My guess has been to heaven and to hell. Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Donna Rigney, is a prophetess. She hears from heaven and tells us what God is saying. I want everyone to know you a little bit better. Okay. You were raised Catholic. At age 7, you bumped into an amazing friend. Tell me about that.
Yes. I was a 7-year-old going to church, marched into Mass Sunday morning with my family, and the way the church was set up was the children sat up front and the parents sat in the back. So I went to the front with my sister and sat in the pew, and I was just very well behaved. They had nuns there that watched you to make sure that you were behaving.
Right.
And so I was kneeling down at the part of the Mass where you kneel down with my little missal, and I was reading the words in the missal, and all of a sudden, Jesus appeared to me. I had never had an experience with Jesus before. I knew it was him. I don't know how I knew, but I knew it was him. And off he took me into the spirit, I think to heaven. It looked heavenly. And the clouds, it was beautiful. And he was so wonderful, so friendly. He cared about every single thing that concerned me as a 7-year-old. He cared about if my mother was angry with me, if I had a fight with somebody. He was talking to me about all the things that were bothering me as a child. I just felt so completely understood and loved. I could have never left him. And then all of a sudden, it was the time of the Mass when people had to sit down, and everyone else was sitting down, but I was still kneeling because I was going with Jesus. I wasn't in church. And the nun tapped me on the shoulder for me to sit down. And when she did, she brought me out of the spirit. And Jesus was gone. I was devastated. From then on, I began searching for him.
And this became a lifetime search. She even went, coming from a Catholic background, she thought, well, where can I better find him than in a convent? So you actually joined a convent?
Yes, I did.
Did you find your friend there?
No. I stayed there for 2.5 years.
So she left the convent, and she's still looking in desperate search of this friend. And she got a hold of a book, and in this book, this man knew her friend, and she got very excited. You might know who that man was, Pat Boone. She read his life story, and then you said a prayer of salvation.
Yes.
You got saved. You then got filled with the Holy Spirit. Did you find your friend?
Yes, I did. I didn't start having visitations immediately. It was a struggle for me to hear God speak. When I was going to this charismatic prayer meeting I was attending, people would say, I heard God say this, and I heard God say that. And I didn't hear God say anything, so I was frustrated. So I would get alone with God, and I would say, I want to hear you. I want to hear you like everybody else does. Every day, I pursued him.
You spent long times with God pursuing him.
Oh, I did, every day.
Finally found your friend, but
I wanted more.
Yeah.
I wanted that same encounter like I had when I was 7. And so I did, and I think God was using that to train me and to teach me. And I also felt that the more we hunger for him, the deeper the hunger is, the more he has to give us to fill that hunger. He satisfies the hungry. So if we're only a little bit hungry, he only has to pour a little bit in to satisfy the hunger. But if we have an enormous hunger for him, he's going to pour an enormous amount of his spirit in to satisfy the hunger.
And as she was doing this, the presence of God started getting tangibly stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yes, and eventually I began to recognize that I was always hearing from him, but I just didn't recognize it was his voice. I expected to hear his voice outside me. Mm-hmm. So I got to learn that when, like there's a scripture that when Jesus was, after he had rose from the dead, he was walking down the road on the road to Emmaus, and the disciples were walking with him. And they invited him to come for dinner, and he, during the breaking of the bread, they recognized him. And after Jesus disappeared, they said, "Weren't our hearts burning within us when he was talking to us on the road?" And I knew the Holy Spirit was giving me a key. This is how you're going to recognize my voice. Your heart will burn within you. You will feel my love. So I began to see that whenever I was reading scripture, the sentences that would just jump out and touch my heart was Jesus talking directly to me through the word. If I was at a church service, the pastor, the words he said that touched my heart like that was Jesus talking to me. So I began to satisfy that hunger. I wanted that personal word from God every day. I would not leave my prayer time alone with him until I heard him speak to me personally every day. It was 2 or 3 hours. I would stay there until I heard him talk to me.
But as she was seeking God deeper and deeper, she started having visitations to hell and to heaven. There was one place in hell you talk about that kind of really explains hell. It's called the Chamber of Despair.
Yeah.
Describe that to me.
Yeah. This was a place that people who are tormented by demons in their minds are sent to. These demons already were tormenting these people on the earth, causing them, even some people, to commit suicide. And rather than turn to Jesus for help, they didn't. They denied Jesus, got mad at Jesus, and the enemy was able to bring them there. These people were tortured daily. While I was going to get to this place, walking down this tunnel, this avenue with Jesus, I could hear this loud clanging noise. And what it sounded like, somebody with a sledgehammer banging on chains. Bang, 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 like that, all the time, constantly. And so I was wondering, what is this noise? So finally, we get to this chamber, and I see this big clock hanging over the top of the chamber. And this clock represented to the people that they were going to be there forever. And the demons would chant to the clock. Every time the clock would chime, they would chant, "Forever, forever, you will be here. Forever, you will be unloved, 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 forever unloved. Never, never will you ever feel loved. Never, never will you leave here." Things like that, over and over and over, constantly. When one demon got tired of saying it, another one would pick up the chant. Continually, these people were tortured like that. And so Jesus and I stood there and watched this, and Jesus talked to me about it, explained to me what was going on, and then he backed away from this chamber. And as he backed away, the people that were in there recognized that Jesus was there, because there's no light in hell. It's all darkness. The only light that was there was coming off of Jesus. And so when they recognized that there was this light that was being drawn away from them, they knew Jesus was there, and they started yelling out to him, screaming to him to help them. He said, "I can't help you now." And so I'm standing right beside Jesus, and he's got his arm around me. I'm close, and I could feel his broken heart for these people. His heart was so broken, and he had so much pain in his heart. He said, "Daughter, I am in more pain watching these people suffer like this needlessly." He said, "Needlessly. If they just had accepted me, if they had just turned from their sins and turned to me, this would not have been their lot in life. They would never have come here." He said, "I died for them so they would live forever in my kingdom."
What kind of love? Here are people that have rejected Jesus, that are already in hell with no point of return, and Jesus' heart is still filled with love with them, but he can't reverse it. You live once, and then the judgment.
Right.
Now, you learn so many secrets in your visitations to heaven and hell. Tell me, you learned there the secret of victory over evil.
Yes. He taught me, as I was going through hell with him, whenever we would go into there are many different places in hell. Hell isn't just a burning pit. Hell has, just like the earth, there were different cities, different places. Hell has got all different places in it. And so as we would go from place to place, he would talk to me, and he would always warn me. Whatever I was looking at, he would tell me, look at what you're seeing through me. Don't look at it directly. If you look at that evil directly, it will upset you terribly. You will not be able to bear it. You must look at what you're seeing through me. So I would look at Jesus, and through Jesus, I would see what was going on in hell. And he taught me, he said, if you'll do this on the earth, if you keep your eyes on me and your focus fixed on me, when evil tries to come against you, I will protect you. I will guard you. I will warn you. You won't trip and fall. You won't fall into the trap of the enemy. Keep your eyes fixed on me.
Isn't that Isaiah 26:3? If you'll keep your eyes on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. I'll tell you what. Donna came back with revelations observed in hell and heaven that will actually help you understand how pain and how sickness literally attach to people. Be right back.
Call now and get Donna Rigney's brand new book, Heaven Revealed, Hell Exposed, and her powerful and exclusive three-part audio CD series, Keys to Receiving Heaven's Best Now, plus her bonus audio CD, Prophetic Visions for the Future. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9667. In Donna Rigney's brand new book, Heaven Revealed, Hell Exposed, you will experience a vivid account of her divine encounters and deep spiritual insight as she shares about Jesus guiding her into heaven and then down to the depths of hell, her experience and descriptions of the tormented sinners in hell, then go on a tour of the rooms of heaven, including the Hall of Miracles, the Body Parts Room, the Room of Golden Fishing Nets, the Room Filled with the Wind of the Spirit. You will also receive Donna's powerful and exclusive three-part audio CD series, Keys to Receiving Heaven's Best Now. You will begin receiving God's blessings and supplies to help you overcome the attacks of the enemy and experience victory, health, and provision on the earth as it is in heaven. On this audio CD series, Donna prays for a supernatural impartation from God for you to start having your own divine encounters, miracles, and breakthroughs. Plus, you'll receive Donna's bonus audio CD, Prophetic Visions for the Future. Donna reveals prophetic revelation and visions which she has received that will help prepare you and your loved ones for what is about to happen on planet Earth. She reveals how God has raised up President Donald Trump as a King Cyrus to help turn America away from the destructive direction we were headed. How it is critical that the church enters into intercessory prayer for the future of America. How a spiritual civil war has already begun. How God will intervene by sending a great revival. Don't miss out on getting Donna Rigney's brand new book, Heaven Revealed, Hell Exposed, and her powerful and exclusive three-part audio CD series, Keys to Receiving Heaven's Best Now, plus her bonus audio CD, Prophetic Visions for the Future. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9667. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9667 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
I'm here with Donna Rigney, and Donna has been taken many times to heaven and to hell. Just a little bit more. The room in hell with instruments of torture. Yeah. What was that like?
That was really graphic and gruesome to see. Whenever the Lord brought me to hell, it was just an awful sight to see. And he told me, he said, it's necessary. He said, I know you don't want to come here, but it's necessary for you to see this because I want my people to know all about hell, that it is a reality, that there is such a place as hell. I want you to understand the tactics of the enemy to hurt my people so that you can tell my children, so my children will be warned. And so one of the days he brought me to this place, and it was a room full of instruments of torture. There were braces to put around people's heads and tighten them up. There were spikes to drive down people's spines. There were all kinds of saws and pickaxes, different things like that, hanging all over the room. And then I saw a demon come in. Demons, more than one, come in, grab some of these things, and rush out of the room. And so then in an instant, like you snapped your finger, I was from that room down to a city street. I was overlooking a city street in the United States. And I saw these demons riding on people's shoulders. I saw them driving spikes down people's backs. And people, the look on their face, they were in so much pain. And the Lord said to me,
well, what good is a pain pill if it's being caused by a demon?
Exactly.
The pain pill doesn't get rid of the demon.
No. And the Lord said to me, what you're seeing, you're seeing with your spiritual eyes. You cannot see this with your natural eyes. He said, but I'm showing you this with your spiritual eyes. This is true. And then I saw some people that had braces around their heads, just, and the demons were tightening them and tightening them. And the people's faces were grimacing with pain. They were having terrible headaches. And it was, and the demons were laughing. This was just the greatest thrill, the more pain they were causing. Then I saw chains coming down off of people. And some had balls hanging on the chain. They were walking along with ball and chain. And then I saw little children. And the little children were walking beside their parents. Most of the children did not have any chains on them. They were free. But some of the children, the chains were coming down off the parents and getting on the children's shoulder. A couple of children had smaller chains and small ball, and they were walking along. And what the Lord told me was that what was happening was that the parents were word cursing their children. The parents were saying, you were, everybody in our family has cancer, you're gonna have cancer too. Or you never listen, you never behave, you're never gonna become anything. These were then coming off the parents and getting on the children, and the children were getting in chains. And the Lord told me, he said, what's causing my children to get into bondage is sin and their words. The sin is a trap of the enemy, and their words are the device the enemy uses to attack my children.
What difference would it make if the parents, rather than those word curses that they don't even understand, that have so much power, so much supernatural power, what if they blessed their children?
Their children would be free. Their children would be blessed. Their children would receive the blessings that are in heaven, that God stored up in heaven, that he wants to come down to the earth, and their children would have those blessings on them.
Look, there is so much to learn from the revelation she got in hell, but even greater, the revelation she got in heaven. One of my favorite places that you talk about is the Hall of Miracles. But tell me, as you were entering, tell me about those body parts you saw.
All right. This place in heaven that's called the Hall of Miracles is probably my favorite place to go to when I visit heaven.
My favorite.
And it's an enormous hall, miles and miles long, and it's gold floor with beautiful chandeliers that's all diamonds hanging from the whole ceiling. And all, down this hall, there are doorways. And so the Lord brought me there, and I said, can I go in and see what's in the doorways? And he said, sure, you can go in. So I went in the first doorway. The first doorway on the left was a room full of body parts. There were legs, there were arms, there were eyeballs, there were ears. There were all the things that God's children here on the earth would need. He's got them there in this room ready. At the great revival that's coming, he's going to empty that room, and it will be pulled to the earth.
I believe it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But what he showed me is we don't have to wait for the revival. If we pray, if we live in intimate fellowship with him, if we turn from our wicked ways, stop sinning, live holy lives, we can ask him for those things, not just for ourselves, for others too. And he said, if we would do that, we would keep his angels busy day and night, bringing those treasures that are in the Hall of Miracles to the earth now.
I mean, you had so many places that you saw that intrigued me. I'd like to talk about your mansion but we don't have time on that. But tell me about the room of golden fishing nets.
Yes, this was down the hall of miracles. In this room that the Lord brought me into, there were beautiful gold fish nets all over the room. And he said, I'm getting ready to release these fish nets to the earth. And these are going to be sent to those that I found faithful. He tests his children. And he sees who's faithful to him, who is diligent, who's responsible, who will do the right thing when nobody's looking. Those are the ones, okay, that are faithful in the few. He's going to send these fish nets to, and they're going to be used to bring in the end time harvest. He said, you will not be drawing in material things with these fish nets. You're going to bring souls into my kingdom.
Tell me about the room filled with the wind of the Spirit.
I walked in this room, and it was filled with the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit. But it was a wind that was blowing, and it was blowing warm, and it was the love of God just blowing through this room, strong, blowing through. And he said, I'm getting ready to release this wind to the earth, the same wind that blew at Pentecost. Is going to come to the earth. And that was what was in this room.
And very briefly, with everything you've seen, what's the most important thing for us to be doing now?
The most important thing for us to be doing is spending time in intimate fellowship with the Lord. That is the most important thing. That's what he's looking for. He told me in this end time revival, he's only going to use those that spend time with him, that know him, that will sacrifice time in their lives to get to know him, to talk to him, to listen to him, and to do what he tells them. To hear his word and not obey it, that won't get us anywhere. We have to hear his word. We have to obey it. We have to live holy lives set apart for him. But lives of intimate fellowship with him. What he's done with me, with intimacy, he wants to do with everybody.
What would God have you pray for the viewers and the studio audience right now?
Okay. Lord Jesus, I pray that each and every one of us, Lord God, would lay down those things that we put ahead of you in our lives, that we would truly love you with all our heart, all our mind, all our strength, that there would be nothing and no one that would separate us from you, Lord God, that we would live our lives in such a way that we would put a smile on your face continually, that you would look down upon us and see a child that loves you, and that you would continually be waiting to grant every request your children ask you. I pray you give every single one the grace to know you like this, to follow you, to live for you, to fall in love with you, and to be so close to you, Lord God, that they feel your presence upon them continually. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I seal that prayer on one thing that she said, and I don't want you to forget it. Everything is accessed by faith. If you take the word of God, and he's no respecter of persons, you can say, that's mine.